Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Come on, go ahead and clap your hands. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God you are alive, blessed, and well. Are you not excited about it? Lift your voice and speak in the spirit for just 20 seconds. Ikos fare eske bre etokarane ke vosh. Tamara gati baruski viva. Can I hear you? Son tamra anti gariash. Priatomro osvigarendosh. Zande gerere manda haya. Shadada baharo roro koda gerere. Aziyanaba antiririosh. Can I hear your voice like trumpet? Atiyano ko papadiye frabadi bahaske. Shadia antirerele koko zanabahada frabadiosh. Yabonin ti anka yansesa yaba unche beji watoy nansu umo bro na wu. We bless you, eternal Father, for your faithfulness and goodness. This morning, we have come from all parts of the city, as a matter of fact, by way of technology, from all parts of the world, to come and honor the name of Christ. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We celebrate you for your exalted, revealed, and engrafted word. You are God all by yourself. There are over 8.4 billion people on the face of the earth, and you are the church of all. The creator, the keeper, and the helper of all. We stand here in awe of you, omnipotent, omnipresent. We give you thanks because you have exalted your word. This morning, we pray that that word will gain entrance into our spirit and bring us to the place of eternal life. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus to this nation. Let Ghana know that righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach. Let this people standing before you right now, let them know that blessed is the people or the nation whose God is the Lord and the people whom he has exalted for his own self. Let the blood that speaks better things than that of Abel speak this morning. Bring healing and deliverance, restoration, restitution, recovery, replenishment. Bring enlightenment, illumination. Bring apocalypses. I pray in the name of Jesus. Bring your people to the place where they are enlightened in the revelation of your word and the impartation of your spirit. I declare in the name of Jesus, between my mouth and their ears, Holy Spirit, orchestrate your own perfect will. I bless you. Anoint the lips of clay to speak only your intentions, nothing else. We want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the very fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. Thank you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these hands, give God the glory. You can add a shout to it. Glory to the name of the Lord. Good morning to everybody. I give God the glory for your life. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. I give God the glory. This morning we're transmitting live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We're also live on Obatampa Radio 92.5. We're also live this morning on Boom 88.7. I'm on some television, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Telegram, and we're live with all these beautiful people in Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano, in the city of Accra. My name is Kofi Odjo. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this. Whilst we are still standing for the reading of God's word, we will read our foundation scripture, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were sitting Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." Having read you this, allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses 34, 35, and 36. And I have said countless times that this is arguably the most relevant verse of the scriptures in this particular time and season in which we live. The Bible said, "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you unawares," the Bible said, "for as a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." The events that are going to unfold in this particular dispensation are unspeakable events. Events that you cannot explain. Events that you cannot describe. As a matter of fact, you will not have the verbosity or the vocabulary to define the events that will unfold. The Bible could not even specifically outline most of them because they are so cataclysmic to the point that the human comprehension may not be able to fathom the things that will emerge. The things that will emerge will be unspeakable. I was, last week I received a little content. It was a little video, as a matter of fact, of a hotel where suicides, it's a hotel for suicide. And it's just one of the many in the world, especially in a country like Spain, where suicide is allowed. And people go there for assisted suicide. You want to kill yourself, they will assist you to die. Yeah. And in that hotel room, there is a 9mm, Luger pistol that is loaded with one ammunition to take you out. In that particular hotel, there are, chemicals or concoctions that have been totally, you will take it and within just about 20 seconds, it will take all your vital organs down. 20 seconds. Your heart will shut down. Your brain will shut down. Your kidneys, your liver, your pancreas, your kidneys, your everything, your bloodstreams, your nerves, your veins, your vessel, everything will shut down in 20 seconds. Then they have an injection. Then they have blades. Then they have a rope. Then they have people that if you do not have the courage to take your own life, they will help you to take your own life. The hotel receives guests who want to die only. Only. And people The hotel is always booked. Fully booked. Fully booked. And so most of the things that the Bible is talking about will beat your imagination to the point that the Bible could not fully describe or even define or typify or signify the events that are going to unfold. I will not be shocked at any time. That sex will be a ritual because the devil has always used it in all the dispensations. And this particular one, he has made it that let it be free and cheap. Let it be. Anybody that is trying to sell or market anything, let them use sex. The power of promiscuity, perversion, anarchy, chaos. Let them use it to be able to typify or propagate or publish or project whatever they are trying to project. And this is why some, even Ghanaian, I'm not taking it too far, even Ghanaian musicians have taken it so high to the point that these some of your gospel people can be able to now know that sex sells. Perversion itself. Therefore, get people to come to a realization and understanding and bring it to that particular place. The enemy knows that money and the love of it, it does not only bring perversion, it does not only bring contamination and pollution. The devil also knows that, you know, once the people have the love of it, the wickedness of it, their hearts are twisted and perverted, ostracized. Once they are able to come to that particular place, they will come to contamination, and also they are going to come into that particular place of contempt. And so the Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, when he was bringing down, you know, from verse number 6, 1 Timothy 6 and 6, the Bible said, godliness with contentment is great gain. It is certain that we came into this world with nothing and shall exit with nothing. And so he made a submission very interestingly. He said, but if you have what? You have food and clothes, let, you know, be content with that. He says, be content with that. Because they that want to, for God's place, let us work. They that want to be rich in the ninth verse, he said, they fall into diverse temptation, a snare, and many foolish and hateful lusts, which have drawn many into destruction. Oh God, I feel and I wish I can be able to break this down to this August house to be able to understand. Oh, I will not be sure if the things unfold and the gospel will be thrown away. That human ideologies will replace the pulpit. Human ideologies. Falsehood will take over. And so the Bible was saying in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 4. He made a submission, very interesting submission. He said they would turn away, they would turn their ears away from the truth. And they shall be turned unto feebles. Look at it in another version. He says, they will turn away from listening to the truth and give their attention to legends. You know, now it's good to learn from people who have emerged and gone places where you can be able to learn some wisdom from them. But now, you know, we will rather prefer when I quote people like Einstein and Karl Marx And when I quote people like Churchill or Mozart, and when I quote people like Haile Selassie or Nelson Mandela or Julius Nyerere or Ofebuanye or, you know, Kwame Nkrumah, they will rather prefer legends. When I quote people like Buddha or Mohammed, or I quote people like who have been on the scene and exit the world, when I quote people like Hare Krishna, Confucius, when I quote people and I make references, like, you know, whilst I'm preaching this morning, I can make my introduction to the point that I will make some little historical, hermeneutical, homiletical, apologetical, exegetical, and then I am quoting, you know, for you people to know that the preacher is a learned preacher. They will quote everybody and throw Jesus away, and the word of God will not be the point of reference. They are going to turn their ears away from the truth. Then go and start following the trend of quote a name that is a legendary name. Quote a legendary name like Henry Ford, like Steve Jobs. Quote a legendary name. They rather understand people like that. Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, Carlos Slim. They rather understand people like that. The human beings will leave the world. May you be seated. I the Lord bless you. Human beings will leave the vital, essential revelation and the power of the gospel and rather go to follow feebles. And said, he goes in the next verse and said, but thou man of God, you know, he said, okay, let me go, then I can go get to that. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist. And the scripture was making a point in the word of the Lord, you know, do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of your ministry. He is making a submission in that course of the word of God. This morning, after last Sunday, when I spoke to you of the new world order that is unfolding and gravitating towards humankind, because upon what I was trying to tell the world is that the world is shifting gradually, and we will not even know the changing phase of things and events. We will not even know, because it will be very subtle, even though it is very fast, but it will be subtle that you may not be able to know because of the subtlety of the way things will unfold. But I give God the glory that the kingdoms of this world will still become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. This morning, allow me, when I quote you, when John made a submission in his word, allow me to quote John chapter number 1. I think it's verse number 30 something. Maybe let me read 26. And I push it down. 26. Are you there? Let us work. The Bible said, John chapter 1 and verse number 36. You got it? The Bible said, I baptize you with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. And then he goes in there. He said, he it is who coming after me is preferred before me, and whose shoelace I am not worthy to unloose. And then he goes in verse number 28. These things were done in Bethbara, B beyond Jordan when John was baptizing. Go back to the previous verse. Go back to the previous verse. Then I will link it to verse number 28. You know. So he made it very clear. He said, who coming after me is preferred? He it is. He is now pointing the Christ to his audience. And then in verse number 28, he made a submission in there. I think it's verse number 29. Go there. In verse number 29, the next day, John seeth Jesus coming, and he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. He has made clearly the emphasis of his ministry, his assignment, his message, his content, his emphasis. He has clearly pointed it to his audience. Very interesting. Now, the point is also this, ladies and gentlemen, that whilst Christ is coming, you know, and whilst the church is doing the work of an evangelist, and we are preparing the pew and the pulpit ready to meet the King in the earth, the Bible said we shall all stand before his throne. Whilst we are all doing that, the preparation of the way of the Lord is extremely essential. And so whilst, you know, the other day on Tuesday, whilst we were having Bible study, we quoted the story of Lazarus when Jesus was speaking in Luke chapter 16. But when we got to verse number 26, amazingly, the Bible said, he said, Abraham said unto him, son, you have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. In other words, Abraham and Moses metaphorically are the preachers and the people like Kofi Otuo standing and screaming this morning. According to Isaiah chapter 58 and verse number 1, the Bible said, interestingly, he said, you know, lift up your voice, raise your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sin. You know, he said in Zephaniah chapter 1 and verse number 14, when he was talking about the day of the Lord, he said, the great day of the Lord is near. It is near. His head greatly happened. Even the voice of the day of the Lord. I like how he put this in my language. He said, Eradidano ping. Yeah, a pain epentem say. Watch this here. He said, Eradidano. Hey, Eradidano. Eradidano. I missed something. Eradidano. And then he said here, Domberima. Kwasiye de bia ye jina wanim din tiatiemu and tiatiemu. The reason is because of what is coming, preparing the way of the Lord. The Lord said in amazingly Jeremiah chapter number 35, verse number 15, he said, I have also sent my servants the prophets. They rise early morning, and I'm sending them saying, return ye every man from his evil way, amend to your ways and your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given you and your fathers, but you will not incline your ears, and you will not listen unto me. I look at this very same, you know, team, when the Bible talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 14, the Bible said, I write not these things to shame you, Apostle Paul said, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. I am done with my introduction. So now let us work. As my beloved children, I am it's a warning. It's a serious thing. A life is not a joke. I mean, the people who have crossed this life into the other part, let me use that word, the other side. The people that have crossed from time into eternity, they will tell you, my darling, life is not a joke. The way we are joking with it, it's not a joke. When decisions are made, When you are shown the exit point, whether into eternal life or eternal damnation, then you will know that this thing is not a joke. As for working, going for a career, raising your children, getting married, and all the strategies, you know, for success, relevance, and significance. You know, when I preach like the way I preach, people think that I do not consider the phase of life. Rest your soul. And then whilst you can get some kind of education and get yourself a livelihood, get married, have children, and all that, people may think you don't consider all those phases. Oh, please, all that is in the line. But at the end, there is an end to everything. And for so many people, the end is not too far. I'm telling you, my darling, for so many people, the end is not too far. If somebody had told Kwajoba Angiredu, the end was not too far, he wouldn't have believed it. Same as P.D. Obey, they wouldn't have believed it, but the end was just around the corner for them. When we talk about the great day of the Lord, it may not be that Jesus coming through the you know, the skies with his angels and all that. If a person dies today, the day of the Lord has come for that person. That is the day of the Lord. And so, John on the island of Patmos, the beloved apostle, whilst he was thrown there in persecution, in the chapter number 4 of Revelation, verse number 1, he said, I saw a door that was open in heaven. And the Bible was saying, interestingly, Revelation chapter 4, verse number 1, focus please. You know, he said, I saw a door open in heaven. And he that sat upon the throne, he said unto me, come up here and I will show you things. Jesus himself is speaking to a human being. In chapter number 6, John said, I saw what he called the apocalypse. He said, I saw a horse, and it was a white horse, and the rider on it was the Antichrist. John, the revelator, was receiving instructions by Christ. And Ukra, we in the power plan. We have planned to 2050, 2000. You think that God does not have a plan? John the Revelator said, I saw a white horse. And the other day I show you these horses. I'm just typifying it. He said, the rider and he that sat upon it is Antichrist. He will promise the world peace. Gradually, we are gravitating towards a one community, one currency, one leader. The Bible said in Revelation chapter number 13, I read to you Revelation 13 last week, but this time I'm going to read only the last verse. I think it's verse number 18, where the Bible talks about the mark of the beast. Here he said, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Put this in GNT. Let me get the number right. And then he said, because the number stands for the name of someone, and the number is 666. Oh, so the number is a name. It's a name. In the world, Mama Comfort, when we are using HTML, in the technological world, it's all about numbers. Everything is about numbers. Everything is about numbers. Your Ghana card is about numbers. Your passport is about numbers. You are about numbers. When you celebrate your birthday, it's a number. When you are, you know, celebrating your anniversary, it's a number. When you die, it's a number. Everything is a number. The PI are numbers. Oh, you can clap your hands on to everything is a number. If I give birth to a child and I don't register the child as a Ghanaian from the birth and death registry for a birth certificate, that child does not have a number. Everything is a number. Going to school is a number. Class 1, 2, 3 is all numbers. When you get married and you are, I want to say I'm married to Dede for 25 years, it's a number. Everything is about numbers. And so he's saying that he that have understanding, let him calculate the number of the man or of the beast, for it is the name of someone, and that number is 666. But when you read this in my language, interestingly, he made a submission, you know, in Revelation chapter number 13, you know, or say, Ehana washishin yansa. In my version of the Bible, was it Ansana, he makes the submission of the number. Something is high, is, you know, unfolding in the world right now, that if you should miss Christ, you have missed life. If you should meet Christ, you have missed life. I'm telling you. And so he said, this Antichrist is going to, you are going to be shocked. The charters of the United Nations that is going to unfold, you are going to be amazed. The things that world leaders will accept, you'll be shocked. The whole world is now gravitating towards one particular currency. It will not be euro, it will not be dollar, it will be something else, another number. One day I will take my time and I will make a calculation of the number of the beast and what it really means. Calculation. We will do mathematics and we will arrive at that answer. 666. The Antichrist, the Bible said, have already gone into the world. When we talk about Antichrist, we are not only talking about a person, we are also talking about a system. If I want a church location right now, and I want it in a very prime area, like the, you know, places of government buildings, I can promise you, they will ask, what does he need a place for? And I say, church, he said, don't give it to him. I have been in London, in the United Kingdom, looking for a place for a church. And in certain places, the moment you mention church, you will not be given a place. And it's not about noise, because in every building in the United Kingdom, for which is earmarked for church or club or anything that will bring noise, it is fully sound insulated. It's not about noise. Fully sound insulated. And so the people in the United Kingdom, when they are looking for a place for a church, sometimes they will tell you they are using it for a music school. And I'm about to tell you, say music, no, you go to music school. And then, because the system is an antichrist system. Anything about Jesus? Let me go to parliament right now, that the Lord has given me a word for the Speaker of Parliament. If they will allow me to see, if they do, it is because of Kofi Udru. They will throw you away because the system is becoming anti-Christ. The word anti means against Christ. You will be, I'm going to make a shocking statement right now. There are people sitting here who hate Jesus. Your heart tells me whether you love Jesus and the things of God or not. When you tell people truth, I have told many people truth, and today I am their enemy. I told a young man truth, married to his wife, 4 children, does not take care of them for over 4 years. I warned this guy, I don't need this one. 4 years, you don't give chop money. You have four children. You don't even know what they wear to school. You don't pay feeding fee. And I tell truth to you in this building. Antichrist. When we say antichrist, don't look at the caricature. It's a system. It's a system. Very soon when we come to church, we will not sing, Yeshirawo, Asafu Yehova, you know, great are you, Lord, great are you, Lord. Very soon when we come to church, we will be singing nonsense. Not, when I say nonsense, things that does not make any sense. Antichrist! We are going to have preachers stand on the altar, talk nonsense, and they will sing nonsense. You know, we will be singing all this nonsense. Jesus will be taken out of the pulpit. It's Antichrist. Antichrist. We will no more talk about Jesus. We will talk to you about things that will excite you. Things that makes you feel comfortable. Things that makes you feel nice. A guy is a preacher. He's bringing some revelation. The moment we talk about Jesus, because when you meet Jesus, you will meet Jesus, and then you meet his principles, and then you meet his message, and then you meet his emphasis. So the moment I talk about Christ, I need to talk about his message. The moment I begin to speak about his teachings, we'll be good. Because that is Antichrist, Antichristo. Because if I speak about Jesus, definitely I must be able to talk about love your neighbor as yourself. What you want others to do unto you, do likewise unto them. Strive to enter into the narrow gate. For many, I say, will want to, but they will not be able. You know, he said there are two ways. The broad way. Many are they that be on it. I cannot talk about Jesus without talking about all this. I must speak about Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, and speak about Jesus, your redemption and restoration and restitution. I must be able to talk about the Christ who redeems you from sin and hellfire, from eternal damnation, who took upon himself the fashion of a slave and humbled himself, and went on the cross and died the death of a slave. Therefore God has exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. I cannot talk about Jesus without revealing Jesus the good shepherd, Jesus the bread of life, Jesus the living bread. I cannot talk, you know, without telling you Jesus and his atoning blood that washes every sin, that breaks every yoke, without talking to you about his resurrection power, without talking about his love for the world, that he loved the world so much that he was able to offer himself as a sacrifice and as a ransom. I can't talk about the gospel without telling you that this Jesus is Lord. Oh, you can clap your hands. Antichrist. Antichrist. They did the Antichristo system. Ha! I'm telling you. They don't even know what is right. That what is right and pure, and the devil does not wonder. He knows what is also falsehood. It looks like. When Jeroboam's brother, Rehoboam, when he lost the golden shields, instead of going and fighting and replacing it back, the original thing, he got goldsmith and brassmith, and they manufactured brass shields and polished it nicely and put them back in the temple. Same thing we are doing in this generation. We are a generation which is like rain with clouds without rain, wells without water. Everybody is posing to be something, somebody they are not. It's a generation of falsehood and deception. This is why you can have pictures on social media. The day you meet the real people, you will be disappointed. I was telling the day, if you follow makeup, you will marry your great-grandmother. Not your grandmother, your great-grandmother. Because your great-grandmother will be looking like 17 years old. Because the day was telling me, say you will not fubi abba, oshe the side atadi or shen it is a brazier. Brazier na a pump it that is stiff. Two time will not fubi na di ewe. Tama na di ewe. Na wa sha atadi. Na wa sha atadi enwa. Babi hu se uji naso. And pick your eyes. So you bring a bride to your room and the butts are fake. The boobs are fake. The hips are fake. The facials are fake. The nails are fake. This is a fake generation. The level of artificiality is unbelievable. Artificial churches, artificial preachers, artificial gospel musicians, artificial prophets, artificial prophecies. Yeah, artificial. I can see artificial prophecies at the moment going on right now. Telling politicians, same party, this is you win, this one, this is you win. What kind of God is that? You know, Ghana mampeni. Very interesting. The Bible said, interestingly, there is a red horse. The next thing is war. The Bible said, and he that sits on that red horse is war. The Russia-Ukraine war is just a spark of another war that is coming. Oh, yeah. It's the spark of another war that's coming. Why do you think that, you know, they can't go into the center of the war? Because they will spark a third world war. The moment America goes into Ukraine, into Russia, to go and put men on the ground, Iran, Russia, China are going to join forces with their allies. And they will fight the world. Yeah. North Korea will join forces with Russia. They will bring their big guns. As a matter of fact, there is a battle ahead of us. Like, you know, the instability that is gravitating towards us in Nigeria. You call this election? It is only the blind that caused this election. I'm telling you. And we have people who can't speak truth, because if you do, they kill you. And that is the generation. There is a generation of truth killer. It is war. And the war is not only a physical war. I'm talking about the war against the truth. War against integrity. War against dignity. War against good. War. Evil is against good. There is war. That war also is in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 16. There is war. It's a war. Look at the way we are struggling to keep marriages. It's a war. Why are you finding it difficult to say sorry to your husband? It's a war. We didn't wear a ship for 3 weeks now. Why can't you drop it? There is a war going on within you. Galatians, the fifth chapter, the 16th verse. But I say, walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then in that verse number 17, he said, for the flesh, can you put this in NLT? He said, the sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the spirit wants. The spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting. That word looks to me like a war, isn't it? Fighting! As I close my service, he said, there is a black horse, and that black horse is the horse of famine. The famine that I'm talking about is not only famine for food and water. The famine that I'm talking about, listen, is also a famine of love. I'm sitting down, Naki, and I'm looking at the same party people. And I'm looking at how hatred has taken over their hearts. If I am in the same tambourine choir with this lady and we have trouble, I think that we can settle our own matter. Minia, this is no any issue. Don't worry. I apologize for A, B, C, and D. Let's patch up our and move on. The police officer killed the lady at Edum. It's a famine of love. Come and see, or don't you? We will be at the end of Cassifia down also. Even from church down also. A baifuni biwaha. This church, Alabaster International Ministry. A baifuni. There are witches sitting here. Daughters of Jezebel, sons of Jezebel, in this room. Upe peace, my bag is upon go. I'm telling you, if you want peace, we close, take your bag and go. Me, if I were you and we close and somebody say, hi, sir, can I speak to you? I said, I'll see you later. I am your pastor. I was here before all of you came. When I speak to you, listen to me. Jezebel and Mani Bita. I'm telling you, what they hate is when you are driving a nice car, you look good, and oh, the Jezebel, they will come to you. They will come to you. It's a famine. Famine! Famine! Famine of love. You know, now, what time? Hatred. Husband can kill wife. I have never heard of anything excruciating like a blind man living at Abipotia near my hometown. Being married, a blind man married to a woman for over 20 years. And the woman says that the way you are treating me, I can't continue with this marriage anymore. If somebody is physically blind and any woman accepts to marry you, that is a huge sacrifice. Huge sacrifice, because that person, despite your instincts, you will still need assistance to do a lot of things. As I'm big Rabbi, I want to tell this church, you will not believe. This blind man sent people to sharpen a cutlass. And in the night, whilst the lady was sleeping, she could touch her to her throat and cut out her throat. When the people came, the throat was out. Blood everywhere. Blood! The blind man has killed the woman. There is a famine. And so Jesus said, teach them 1 Corinthians 13 verse number 1 to verse number 9. Teach them that if I speak with the tongue tongues of men and angels, and I have no love. I am like a tinkle cymbal and a sounding brass. If I have money and power and influence, and I can command mountains to come down, and I don't have love, I am nothing. If I can sell my body to be sold and given for charity, and I do not have love, I am counted worthless. He said from verse number 4, he said, love suffereth long. In GNT, the Bible was making a submission. He said, it is patient, it is kind, it is not jealous, it's not conceited, it's not proud. He said, love is not ill-mannered, it's not selfish, it is not irritable, love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love will not say, don't you remember today? Said, what is today? Today is the 14th anniversary of you cheating on me. Love cannot keep record of wrongs. Love! These are the things that birds in you. Love does not keep wrongs. In the sixth verse, listen to that. He said, love is not happy with evil, but it rejoices with the truth. In the seventh verse, love never gives up. Another verse says, love never fails. It's faith, hope, and patience. And it is faith, hope, and patience never fail. Your love may be counted as faith. Faith. As I close the service, I will use the opportunity to tell everybody sitting here, Christ is coming again. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. And let me put this out, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody sitting here, this is a time of preparation. Get ready! The king is coming again, and get ready to meet your king. What do we do in preparation? Number one, save your own self. When you sit in an airplane, they said fasten your seatbelt. They advise you, do yours first. And then you can help the people around you. One can get it right with God. Make sure that you are standing in alignment with the truth of God's word. That you are soundly born again. Let me repeat that. You are soundly born again. Not this funny born again, you know, worldly mixed with madness. No. You know Christ Jesus lives in you. You are soundly, soundly born again. When that person is born again and he is married and they are going to work as an accountant, as an auditor, or wherever, in another town, country, or wherever, their husband can trust them. The Bible said the virtuous woman, her husband trusts her. The heart of her husband is in trust, confidence. That nobody can sleep with my wife. In work. Do you know the number of children which does not belong to husbands? Do you know the number of children which does not belong to husbands? Number of children. Soundly born again. They are soundly born again. Let me finish the message. Then, whilst you have saved yourself, you do the work of an evangelist. This is the time to spread the gospel. When I look at the way our brothers, the Muslims, are busily spreading Islam. Christians are seated nicely, comfortable. You think churches dress nicely, feel good in a cozy, nice church? That's it. That is interesting. Jesus says, go. 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 Didn't mean stay. If I start a church right now, at somewhere, in the north, in the east, in the west of Ghana, And I sent a pastor into that particular part of the world. Their family people, including the pastor, will insult me. Let me start another church in Connecticut or Brooklyn in New York or in New Jersey or in Massachusetts and send a pastor from here. The next day, the family will line up in my house to come and thank God for my life that I sent their son to America. We are not ready to take the gospel into places. When we say we want to see Jesus, it's not just a slogan. Jesus into everywhere. We are taking Christ. This is why when people dress in a very questionable way and all that, I tell them, are you sure you can preach Jesus in this to the unbeliever and they will listen to you? You are a woman of God. I told one of our girls here in the protocol team, I said to her, sweetie, you are a woman of God. Don't bring nonsense here. I don't care what you feel about what I'm telling you. Truth is truth. Don't wear nonsense here. And who wants to see your butts and hips and all that? We don't care. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We need to tell you this truth. You are the temple of God. You are the temple of God. Sometimes I look at even married women in miniskirts. Something is wrong. Let me pull something to you. Look at all the first ladies of Ghana. Most of them are not Christians, yet they are decent. First Lady Fatia. First Lady, all the first ladies of the generals are all part of it. Look at how they dress. First Lady Buzia, Namonko, amazing woman. First Lady, you know, Akufo-Addo Senior. First Lady, you know, Oleno. Look at the First Lady, Liman, Dr. Liman's wife. You look at her, you said, yes, this is a decent woman. Sometimes I sit here and look at the dresses people wear to alabaster. To me, when you say, when you are doing such a... Oh, how can Tiania? Utia we ankanyang kwa si alive wa wafadia tongo so wa ba sorry over 10 years still against such that say ibi news. Ni madia wo jene ya tamzadi ya sopa. Sometimes when they take pictures, I say to the guys, the camera can see something we can see. Sometimes we need to take certain pictures out. Because while they are taking pictures, we'll be our two on nine who go. As she addressing the annual sorry no atam the ababe tana. Nami hena wa nami say praise you. Praise why who? Praise the abe. Tia! Tia beti. As she alive will be on the ababe tana. Hi, I'm Yempong. I'm fancy. I see a life will be here now. The OTOD will be Kunich. Be Kunun a Toma, you'll be Kunun a high in the hammer. Many one come at 2 dynamic than a suffrage. I see a life for Sana police in India cooperative. I don't even want to mention police because. If the police service must be able to, you know, come out and detach themselves from that young man. He doesn't deserve to be in that uniform. Because I know some very, very integral and very, very high level integral people sitting here right now who are also wearing that uniform. At the phone, I'm not telling you a woman to me. I see a life. Oh, a year is dying, and it will be done. Now, who are you going to do? I can't do that. see our life, say, and we should be able to tell them. You mean came on for manual police remand? No one. So what didn't quasi asem? Officer, what didn't quasi asem? What didn't? When Samuel went, and you know when Saul has sacrificed, or she Saul was what didn't quasi asem? A DNA was in nine and punch. Would it be a day? Was it be bought up for the Amel Brady? Was in any Yamakachi also? And for Bibi Amaha was in me where no my daughter's lad was wedding quasiasam. Nanansu wedding quasiasamunti. When Yamaja was a mahinero. God has taken the kingdom away from you because you have acted foolishly. That officer acted very foolishly. Somebody that holds an office of trust. You are like a preacher. You are like a reverend. You are like a woman and a man of God. You cannot abuse me. Mijina, hey, I can never, never impregnate anybody apart from this one. This one. Nyaso from Penifuo Piwo Ghana who have wives and still have impregnated church girls. The moment you mention it, they say, touch not my anointed. Do my prophets know how? But the anointed did not see it dignified not to touch the, you know, the thing that God says we shouldn't touch. What do you mean, Kami? Most of suffering. I see a life will be unable. And the offices we stand. The Speaker of Parliament must be able to know that there are many people who have sat on that chair and they didn't joke with that chair. The president of Ghana should be able to know akonyana awotisono ebi atenaso womudi nidie ene eniso na tenaso ayemfo wa Ghana na must know that akonyana awomotisono it comes with dignity. Let me congratulate His Majesty Osaitu II II, Your Royal Majesty. Good morning, congratulations, 24 years of taking that through. This week we will be, you know, it will be the coronation of King Charles III of England. What Charles should be able to understand is that that throne have been occupied by dignified people. According to the British people, they believe that anybody who sits on that throne is anointed. How can people take anointing and fool with it? How can you take anointing and fool with it? People, I mean, sometimes I don't understand. Wouldn't himself suffer no war yet? One in a champion. And I'm BB or the Bema with. I see a line more big now. Yeah, we live with higher, 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 higher. For what German can kind of quake. Quake it! My yama Christo sumu nyefe. My yama nyama sumu nyefe. Mudi musube fino. Haseni ema. I see a life. We need people who are able to tell us, judge me, judge me, judge me, judge me. Ungami ejaye. Tia. Sorry upon. It was wa. Ibi beja. Monko, sorry, sorry, sorry. Heating and wine. Sorry, Kikangwa Siasem Chirukunu, Wabi Pija, Mike, Bijina, Mike, Chi, and all that. This is why I'm telling this young man, we should be able to scout through all our singers and all that. One more, sorry, Koda, Omo Boy, Chi, and all that. Not even one boy, three, four boys, and all that. Mim, Mian, Kwasi, alive, no, Bijina. Stop it! Stop your nonsense. I see a life, and fam. I see a life. Thank God, see your life, Yana. Honorable Fui Bibo. And I'm soon a bit Biraconia Bom. I'm telling many people who lost election, it came from contamination. Pollution. I'm telling you. obi a president of Ghana or any country in the world or the akonyani dia gro or mine na be pre telling you me Ghana Abraham obri blame your leaders. I told you blame your leaders. Mubo obra pan Kenya min shida ba eso. I'm telling you life are more bono may catch and men may catch it. Skip. It's not every money that you can squander. This nation is you know, it's a poor country. You don't know, but I'm telling you that. What you should even do is to declare bankruptcy. Then the other nations you are owing will forgive your debt. But when you pose that kind of proclivity and tendency, you know, 50 land cruisers, that type of life, who is going to help you with that kind of extravagance? Look at how long we've been begging IMF. Because they know you are so wasteful spenders. You know, wasteful, extravagant spenders without any vision, any clue, any heart for the people. And you know, go to Kolebu and then you will know that all your leaders are visionless from Independence Town. Why do you think we call you honorables? Honorable Oko Club, Obe Kona, Yetianeso, or Shehud. You've lost dignity, honorable. Lost dignity. So, if we mum now here, and you want more catcher, say God will give you a position. I'm telling you. Can some chill a polygana politician not drink and then a kuma is born him can some children or sinyame at a next election will be home mobile. Catch it on the same sinyame in a home. Catch it on some sinyame in a home or betam not to gym. Yame or the mobile to gym. Hallelujah. Amen. When my father Kwekuse was alive, he normally said, sometimes we're going to places, he sees children, and he starts crying. I said, why? They look miserable for me. I said, why? He said, because I don't see hope for them. I can't see hope for them. I met a guy in one of our sites, Alabaster City, we are, you know, getting ready to dedicate the church. And these guys came to help us for our landscaping and gardening. And he's a machine operator. So he was, you know, on a machine or hustle. And then the operator is operating and all that. So whilst we were talking, I asked him, what do you do? He said, I'm a graduate of KNUSD with 2 degrees. Degree in agriculture, degree in banking and finance. You have 2 degrees. You have 2 degrees. And you are a caretaker of a machine. And there are people in the ministries who are 70 years and posing to be 51 who are refusing to go to pension. Yes. God will kill you. God will kill you. God will just tell. God will kill you. You are squandering the destiny of future people. God will kill you. I'm telling you. I don't care. I told you truth. This voice is not going anywhere. It's going to be here for a long time. Can you put your right hand on your heart? Amen. This is a sick nation. I have a mandate to intercede and rebuke this country. Dear, what is it? He is asking me to pray for him to heal this country. Can't we have leaders who wake up in the night and believe Ghana must fly? Play the national anthem. Can you stretch your hands on Ghana's flag that is on the altar this morning? And please, please, pray for Ghana. The Bible said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. In its peace, you shall find peace. We ask God's grace and his love and mercy. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice as you pray. Please remember to pray for my president. Ask God to protect him and grant him the wisdom of Jesus Christ. It is the wisdom of Christ that builds nations. Yeah. It builds nations. I ask for your mercy. I ask for your grace. I ask for your kindness. I ask for your benevolence. Mercy! Have mercy on Ghana. And as you pray for Ghana, pray for yourself. Pray for your family. We ask for his kindness and his love. Yeah. In the precious name of Jesus. Let God's goodness be our portion. This week, wherever you go, whatever you do, I ask for the benediction, the Ashar, the Makarios, yeah, the Benedictus of God to come with you in the precious name of Christ Jesus. I bless you that you have begun a good work and surely you will accomplish. Thank you for your faithfulness. Can you lift your hands, people, as we pray? If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, you watched us, you are here, you are listening to us, and you want your sins to be forgiven, say, dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I honor you for everybody who prayed the prayer. I give you the glory for your goodness and faithfulness. Now I pray that your touch of love, your touch of light, your touch of recovery, restoration, restitution, replenishment. I pray that this week and our lifetime will be a life of visitation. Your visitation will surround your people. Healing, health, grace, wealth, prosperity, morality, spirituality, humanity. Your hand will navigate our course into eternal life, to do what is righteous in your sight, to be pleasurable to you. In the name of Jesus, that when Christ descends, none of us will be a castaway. In Jesus' precious name. Let this week be a week of lifting, week of elevation, week of testimonies, week of interventions, week of the miraculous, week of the supernatural, week of encounters in the precious name of Christ Jesus. I bless you that you have begun a good work. Surely you will also accomplish in Jesus' mighty name. I pray for the prisoner, every prison, every police cell across the nation. Holy Ghost, visit those people with the light of Christ. And I pray for every hospital, heal your people in Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap these hands. Give God the glory in the house of God. Ah, you can shout, you can give him a shout. This is a W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We transmitted live from Alabaster International Ministry, the Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple, Tesano in the city of Accra. My name is Kofi Odro. With all these lovely people here, I want to sign off. You want to join us for our offerings? 0249 80 9911. That's 0249 80 9911 or 0592296667. That's 0592296667. Everybody who joined us for the April prophetic all night, may the Lord bless you tremendously. What a time in God's presence. The Lord bless you. I really appreciate it. This coming Tuesday is our non-denominational Bible study right here. This morning, fellowship with us in any of our branches. Alabaster City starts at 10 o'clock. North Carnation in Alabaster International School near the CMB Flats starts at 10 o'clock. Pantan Junction, next to the Greater Grace Hospital at Pantan Junction, starts at 10 o'clock. Our branch in East Legon Hills on the Santor Road next to the OK Block Factory starts at 10 o'clock. Our branch at Insawam, we are next to the nurses quarters, starts at 10 o'clock. Our branch at Unyansana Yaoma is on the school park. It starts at 10 o'clock. Our branch at Achiaman Estate starts at 10 o'clock. And fellowship with us in our branch in London, which starts at 3 p.m. in the Middle Park Avenue at Eltham. And God will bless you. My name, Kofi Odro, Alabaster International Ministry. I say when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. You say your one lifestyle, you want my womb. The youth of Ghana going through. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. There were coaching a drama, so no, we're money for was a man, so me move for we're not to for no catch your woman, sir. Me move for talk. Then, quay up on the it is a beam that the chance in poor mass. The soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.